Gasoline prices are spiking as we are driving 100 plus million miles more than last year.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Forecasting gas is not all that hard to predict since it depends on the number of gas-burning vehicles in the country and their travel distances. Price of oil, on the other hand, is much harder to forecast. This is due to a multitude of non-economic factors that mess with the results of econometric models. Between heavy-handed politics of oil and the international attacks on oil and gas distribution centers, econometric models lose a lot of traction. But this is not all. Alternative suppliers are becoming more and more price competitive with oil. Alternative suppliers became economical after the price of oil exceeded $100 in 2008. Those high oil prices provided an environment for alternative fuels and electric cars to engage the market for real. The subsequent drop in oil prices did not come fast and deep enough to kill the new budding alternative fuel industry. The price of gasoline nationwide during the last week of April averaged at $3.03, which, of course, is much higher than last April's prices. But just in case anybody has forgotten, last April, COVID-19 was tightening its grip on us, and we were in a deep, deep recession and a lockdown and drove much, much less than now. A reliable indicator of where oil and gasoline prices are going in the short term is changes in the above-ground oil inventories. Cushing, Oklahoma is a vital transshipment and storage facility in the U.S. Cushing oil reserves are now 7% higher than where they were, while we are driving 20 million miles less than what we did during the same period of 2019, the last normal year before COVID. This indicates that there is a high probability that the current high gas prices are temporary. This is echoed by the U.S. Energy Information Administration's prediction of dropping gasoline prices starting in July and continuing during the year to $2.63 by the end of the year. The price of home heating oil, on the other hand, is forecasted to continue to rise during the balance of this year. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.